And now, coming to you from the gleaming spires of Chicago, broadcasting throughout the multiverse, the Nine Realms, Niflheim, Svartalfheim, Olympus, Nidaveller, basically anywhere that has the internet, really, we proudly present Radio Free Asgard.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 205 of Radio Free Asgard, the only Thor podcast hosted by a true descendant of Odin. And, of course, we're a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network. And you can find us there along with iTunes, Stitcher, and a bunch of other places. And if there's a place that you want to find us that you can't find us, let us know and we will try to get there. Because we're all about trying to make the show available to everyone. And so coming at you as we always do from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. And boy, is it hot here. It is hot and uncomfortable and nasty and sticky. And it's everything that I hate about Chicago in the summer. And I really wish I was back in Iceland because I was really enjoying the weather while I was there. I mean, it was nice and sunny, but it was still like 50 degrees. And that's like the perfect weather for me. Thankfully, you know, it could be worse. I mean, it's only like this for basically the latter part of July and into August and very rarely into the beginning of September. And I could be somewhere much worse. I could be in Arizona or Florida or somewhere where it just gets really, really hot for, you know, 7/8 of the year. And yeah, I suppose that it could be a lot worse. But anyway, don't have a lot to talk about here at the top of the show. We kind of covered a lot of it last time. And, as always, we just got an issue to cover. So let's just go ahead and move right along to our review.
Cross the rainbow bridge of Asgard, where the booming heavens roar. You'll behold in breathless wonder the God of Thunder, mighty Thor.
And this week we are covering Thor number 2. January 2015 is the cover date, retailed for $3.99. Cover art is by somebody I don't know, and I'll tell you the reason I don't know it is because I got a variant cover. And this variant cover is actually, it's a pastiche of the cover to Thor number 366, which of course was the Thor Frog issue. And this features Rocket Raccoon as a 6'6 fighting mad raccoon, and we have Groot as Loki, and it's just one of those alternate covers. I guess it was really the only thing available at the comic shop when Pete went to the comic shop and picked this up for me because, you know, he's an awesome boyfriend and goes and buys my comics for me sometimes. So it's an alternate cover, so I don't know what the original cover looks like. I can tell you, though, that the art of the original cover is by Russell Dowderman and Matthew Wilson. Anyway, so this issue, Thor number 2, story title is The Goddess of Thunder. Jason Aaron was the writer. Russell Dowderman was the artist. Matthew Wilson was the color artist. VC's Joe Stabino was the letterer. And we have a list of people that could have drawn this cover. Esad Rebic, Chris Samney, and Matthew Wilson, and James Stokoe. Whoever drew the cover is one of those people. I don't think it was Rebic, though. It doesn't look like his work. John Moisan was the assistant editor. Will Moss is the editor. Axel Alonso is the editor-in-chief. Joe Quesada is the chief creative officer. And Alan Fine is the executive producer. Oh, I missed one. Dan Buckley is the publisher. And we actually get a created by blurb here. I'm guessing this has something to do with the Kirby family lawsuit. Thor created by Stan Lee, Larry Lieber, and Jack Kirby. And we have the little blurb here. It's the dawning of a new age for Asgard. After a self-imposed exile, Odin has returned to his former kingdom. But his wife Freya, who had been ruling in his stead, has no intention of having things go back to the way they were. And their son Thor, the god of thunder, finds himself no longer worthy of wielding Mjolnir, his enchanted hammer, which now rests on the surface of the moon. Back on Earth, all of this is sure to be good news for the Roxxon Energy Company, which recently ran afoul of the god of thunder. But Roxxon has other problems to deal with. One of their undersea mining stations was attacked by frost giants and the evil elf sorcerer Malekith. Thor attempted to stop them, but without his hammer he was quickly overpowered and had his arm chopped off. Things look bleak. But back on the moon, a mysterious woman is able to lift Mjolnir and finds herself transformed into the all-new Goddess of Thunder. And we open up to the story where we have, well, Girl Thor, and she's on the moon. We're picking up exactly where we left off last issue. So she has just transformed into Thor, and there's still lightning crackling around her, and there's lots of moon dust having been stirred up, and she's thinking to herself, wow. And she's kind of going back and forth here between thinking things and saying things out loud, and it's kind of hard to differentiate, so I'm just going to read it all. And she says out loud, "By the golden spires of Asgard, I'm wearing armor and a mask. Yeah, a mask is probably a good idea. It changed me, the hammer, Mjolnir. I can't believe I'm holding Thor's Mjolnir. Does that make me..." "Nay, no time for questions. Midgard is in peril. The Earth... I must away, but how do I fly? I can fly with this thing, right?" And she starts whipping the hammer around because she remembers. "Wait, I've seen Thor do this before. You whip it around really fast like this, right? Then you throw it as hard as you can and just hang on." And she just takes off flying the way Thor does, and so it's like whipping through the air above the, well, not really air, whipping through space above the moon. And she's like, "Oh, hell yes." And thinking to herself, "Okay, so now I'm flying, but how art thou supposed to steer?" Well, she is kind of heading the right direction, heading towards Earth, and is coming down here in the Pacific Ocean sometime later, which is assumed not too much later. And she's apparently in a polar region, because there's icebergs and shit floating around in the water. And she lands on, it looks like a great big ice floe or something, with a thoom. And the ice is breaking below her. And she's looking at the hammer, and she's like, "I just flew through space. That was amazing. But how did you... Thou knew right where to bring me? The hammer knew. Is this thing alive? Mjolnir, canst thou hear me?" And there's a rumbling noise, like, you know, thunder or something like that. "Right. Talk to the hammer later. First, there be giants afoot, and I would have words with them." And she's actually landed next to this giant gateway that leads up into the sky, and it's got, like, these big snaggly teeth, and they're all very, very Jason Aaron kind of creation here. It's like this, like a giant snaggletooth worm reaching up into the sky. And she's climbing what is kind of like a giant stairway inside. "Frost giants froze the ocean and then built a stairway to heaven? I should have kept to the air, except I am not the first warrior here." And she sees all these people frozen in the ice. Let's see if we recognize people here. We have definitely have Fandral and Hogan. And some guy, I don't know, looks like the Etrigan, the demon, actually. And that's exactly who it looks like. And she reaches out to the ice, and it's like Fandral is trapped in the ice.
"The hammer can feel their life force, however faint. They yet live, but for how long? That settles it. There are souls in peril upon this stairway. Light our path at Mjolnir."
And the Mjolnir glows, and she's following it up the stairs.
"'Twould appear we have a long walk ahead of us."
So why doesn't she fly? I mean, you know, she knows she can.
"An entire Asgardian army frozen in place. It's been eons since the Jotuns were this bold or powerful. Has it? How do I know that? What could they possibly be after here on Midgard that..."
And she comes to the top of the stairway, and she sees it's not only Asgardians frozen in the ice, but there's Earthlings as well. And we see Iron Man and Captain America and looks like, I can't really tell, Spider-Woman. I'm not sure who this is. It looks like the Red Tornado, but that's not possible. Anyway, so it's like, you know, the Avengers. Oh, She-Hulk is there. Spider-Man is there. And I'm not sure who else. Anyway, it's like,
"Ymir's bones! These are Avengers! This is too much! I only just got these powers, whatever powers I've even got. I don't even know what I can do, and if the Avengers can't stop this... Mjolnir, let us hope you knew what you were doing, Mallet, when you deemed me worthy of hefting you, for I'm not putting you back down just yet.
And a voice comes from behind.
Here now, and where do you think you're going, little Firefly, other than into my belly?
We should freeze her like we did the others. The elf wizard said,
I don't take orders from elves, and all I had for breakfast was half an iceberg and some baby whales. I'm practically wasting away to nothing.
Fine, but if we're eating her, I want half.
Done. We'll slice her right down the...
And he takes his spear, and he's going to skewer Girl Thor, but she raises up Mjolnir and blocks the spear with a thumb. And is holding it back and, you know, keeping the spear from cutting her in two, obviously.
Little thing is stronger than she looks.
Yeah, well, hold her right there. I think the mutts want a taste. And they have these, like, giant Jotun dog things that look like they're made of ice. And it's coming up at Girl Thor going, grrr.
Mjolnir, this time let me steer.
And she starts whipping the hammer around, and she's kind of breaking the spear tip by whipping her hammer around. And the giant doggies are encroaching upon her, going, rawr. And she takes Mjolnir, and she just smashes right through the doggy's head. And we have this scene of Mjolnir just whipping around really fast and kind of flying around and smashing up these ice dogs. And he's got to say crunch, 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 crack a thoom or whatever. And the doggies fall apart into little fragments because she moves really fast.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Quick, say something badass. Still hungry, giants?
Says Thor. And the the doggies are all falling apart.
Aye, but now we'll have to divvy you up six ways. Kill the tiny wench.
And now there's a bunch more of these giants and they're going after her. And she's got the hammer now, and she's glowing, and she's got lightning crackling out of her eyes.
Come then, Jotuns, I've something here on which you can all feast.
And she's, summoned the lightning, and it's, striking all the giants with the Thakakrakakarum. And the giants don't look too happy about that. Beautiful art here, I have to say. We'll talk about that at the end. And the lightning is just smashing through these giants and just busting them all up into little fragments. And they're going, oh!
And the name isn't Wench. I am the Goddess of Thunder.
And she thinks to herself,
I am? Holy crap. And the next giant who hungers for flesh will taste cold Uru.
And we get an outside view of this big tunnel she's in. And it's like this, like I said, stairway to heaven. And it's holding on to one of these giant rocks on floating islands. Remember, we saw a few issues back. I think it was back in Thor 24, 25. And it's under siege, obviously. And we see that it's trapped in place by this giant ice penis. And, it's unable to move. Though the engines are, like, firing. Like there's, like, flame coming out of them. And it's weird that it's not melting the ice. But maybe, I don't know, maybe it's magic ice. I don't know. And so we have the attack going on, and the Roxxon people are panicking.
Sir, the ice creatures have broken through the third floor defenses. All lobby kill teams are non-responsive. Perhaps...
You see, the guy is picked off the floor by one of the giants, apparently eaten. And we shift to Dario Agger, who is, I guess, in the base, and he's got his bodyguards around him. One of his helpers is like,
perhaps it's time to consider evacuation. Seal off floors 1 through 5. Activate the hydrochloric sprinklers. Set the air conditioning to cyanide dispersal.
But sir, we still have personnel on those floors.
Not anymore. I want them all fired. And by that I mean unleash the napalm.
And so, that's how we know that he's a bad guy, is because he's killing all his employees.
There'll be no evacuation. We fight these beasts to the last hourly worker. I don't care how many job listings we have to post come Monday. Remember, Wall Street is watching. If our stock price gets eviscerated, so do all of you.
And one of the giants' heads burst in the hallway, and he's like,
hello, little biscuits.
I like that pet name. They call it my little biscuit. And we see Ulic is coming running, and the guard is like,
All corporate combat teams to the penthouse immediately. The CEO is under attack.
What the hell are these things, says Iger, and why are they here?
And Ulick goes leaping forward. He's punching the Jotuns in the face and smashing them up pretty good.
They're frost giants, and if they've come all the way from Jotunheim, it means you've got something they want. You might consider giving it to them.
And you have a caption explaining that Ulick the troll, currently employed in advisory role by Roxxon's Inter-Rome Investment Division. Yes.
The skull, says Agger. They must be after the giant skull. The one our drilling team unearthed on the ocean's floor. I knew there was power hidden in those bones.
Skull? What skull? Where is this?
And a big blue hand reaches in, grabs one of the guards, is like, ah, protect the CEO at all costs! God save Roxxon! And yeah, they're kind of smashing the place up.
Here they come! And oh, look! They brought an elf, says Ulick.
And of course, the elf is Malekith, and he's here, and he's, it looks like he's got an arm wrapped around his neck. Just an arm of some sort. I don't know what's going on there. Oh, it's Thor's arm. Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
Attention, pathetic creatures of Midgard. You have the honor of being addressed by Malekith, King of the Dark Elves. And if it's your wish to die here today, know that my friends and I are more than happy to continue murdering you. However, if you would like to live, you have exactly 2 seconds in which to surrender this island and everything on it. Time's up.
Dark Elves and Frost Giants united. So the whispers I've heard are true. Go for the giant's eyes or throats. Don't let them bleed on you unless you want your skin frozen off. Agger, you'd better...
And Agger is ducked into this elevator. It says executive elevator on it. And the elevator has a computerized voice like, you know, elevators in sci-fi movies do.
Executive level genetics verified. Good morning, Mr. Agger.
Take me to the vaults. No stops.
Right away, sir, says the elevator.
And it goes ding. And they go down to basement level 0. And it goes down the bottom and opens up. And the elevator says,
basement level 0. Enjoy your day, Mr. Agger.
Not much chance of that, it would seem, says Agger. And there's a couple of the giants down here. And they're, I don't know, it looks like they're trying to smash through the walls and shit. And his eyes start to glow. That's Agger. He's changing into his bull minotaur form.
This suit was so exquisite. I had the tailor's throat slit the moment he finished it. I blame you all for what I'm about to do to it.
And he's doing his old transformation thing into the minotaur. And we shift scenes to where Girl Thor is smashing her way up through the floor of the island and using her hammer with a krung. And there's still some of the employees here, and they're like, oh no, not Thor. And they realize it's a girl, and she's like,
giants of Jotunheim, explain thyselves. Why have you broken the peace between the realms and invaded Roxxon? Dario, Agger, what devilry have you called down upon this world?
And Dario's like, sorry, have we met? And she's thinking, yes, but she's like,
no, but the hammer burns in your presence. I do not think it likes you.
And the giants are surrounding them. And he's like,
huh, a scrawny little girl holds the hammer of Thor. What mockery is this?
Perhaps his Thor himself changed into a puny lass by Loki's magic.
Either way, it's so humiliating, seems almost a shame to have to kill her.
Aye, almost. Kill her.
And our Agger's like,
no offense, lady, but I've met Thor. I've punched Thor. You're no Thor.
Never did I say I was, but I do hold what once was his. Now stand ye back!
And she takes Mjolnir and just flings it as hard as she can, and it's doing that whole ricochet thing like it did with the ice puppies before, just smashing through the ice giants and just bouncing around everywhere. And she's jumping up and she's fighting him too, punching him and yeah, knocking little bits off of him.
Tell me, how much did it hurt whenever Thor would punch you? More or less than this?
And they're like, good. And Agger is kind of running away here, heading off into the vault, I guess.
Okay, so maybe she is Thor.
Open vault 17.
Yes, Mr. Agger, says the computer voice. These walls have a vibranium core with an adamantium plating. Nothing can break through them. Not giants. Not even...
And one of the giants is reaching out his hand. He's like, "Where is the skull, little dead man? Where have you hidden the bones of our king? Tell me before I crush you into slush."
"Close doors now," shouts Agar, and they go thoom, and they shut. And just at that moment, Thor has flung her hammer through, and it smashes through the giant's hand, and it goes through the door. And the door slams shut, and so Mjolnir, along with the giant's hand and Agar, are on the other side of the door. So if you remember your Thor lore, that could be a bad thing.
Mjolnir! Uh-oh!
And Mjolnir's trying to return to her, can't do it, hitting the door over and over again, going thong, thong. And Hagger's like, "Uh-oh,
Mjolnir!"
Thor's like,
"With that hammer in my hand, I was the goddess of thunder. So I guess now the question is, what am I without it?"
And so she's standing in front of the door. It's got her back to the door, and the giants are looming. And on the hand of one of the giants is none other than Malekith. Next issue, Trouble. And that is Thor number 2. It seemed kind of short, doesn't it? That's because it's a short issue. It's modern comics for you, folks. Anyway, we do have a few things to say about it. But first, we have a message from one of our friends.
Hey, everybody. I'm Paul Spataro. I don't know if you know me, but I'm a regular on Back to the Bins, along with my friends, Dr. Bill Robinson.
Hello.
And Mr. Scott Gardner.
Hey, how's it going?
Andy's been asking us for a promo for the show for the longest time, and Bill has been writing it for the longest time. Bill, you got that promo written yet? Okay, so, anyway, what we do is we review 3 comic books. We try to do it every week. Usually it's a Marvel, a DC, and a Captain Canuck book for Scott. So, tune in every week to Back to the Bins to listen to our show. You can find us at twotruefreaks.com.
And we're back. And yes, you should go listen to Back to the Bins because it's a good show and I've been on it. So, hey. Anyway, so just a few things about this issue. I liked it better than last issue. It's definitely an improvement. And even though it's an all action-ish, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's really interesting. Obviously, the bones that Agar has found on the ocean floor. This is one of those times when you kind of almost feel sorry for Dario Agar because he didn't know it was going to cause giants to come after him, these things. And I kind of wonder if they were just on the bottom of the ocean, why the giants didn't find him years ago. But anyway, that's, I guess, a question that maybe will be answered in a future issue. Generally speaking, story is kind of basic, and it's okay. I mean, obviously, you've got Thor realizing now that she's Thor, and she's getting used to using Mjolnir and all that. Okay, that's fine. I mean, I guess you can't expect her to have a couple of issues to get used to the hammer. So, of course, she's using it all perfectly to begin with. And I guess you can explain that away by saying that, she has a lot of the memories of the real Thor, and at least the memories of Mjolnir and how to use the hammer and all that stuff. Even if she doesn't know, at least the hammer knows, and so that's kind of given to her. I'm going to assume that that's kind of how that works, because obviously Thor, the real Thor, still exists, and his memories aren't all gone into the hammer. Artwork is generally pretty good. I'm liking it more than this time than last time. Like the way that Dauterman draws Agar. Again, he doesn't have the sort of cartoonish look to a lot of the characters the way he did in the first issue. So we don't have like the caricatures like Odin and Freya were last time. Yeah, the giants look really cool. Agar looks pretty good. The environments look decent. So yeah, it is pretty cool. Again, I'm not really sure, how I feel about the book, but at least for this issue, it's not too bad. This is continuing on with the story like you would expect. All right, and I really don't have a lot more to say, so it is time to wrap up the show for this week.
Once again, folks, thanks very much for listening. And if you want to email the show, you can do so. The email address is radiofreeasgard@gmail.com. And you can also find us on Facebook. Just look for Radio Free Asgard on Facebook and you will find us. And with that, I'm sliding down that giant ice penis back to the Pacific Ocean and back to Midgard. And we will see you next time on Radio Free Asgard. You have been listening to Radio Free Asgard, a production of Tom Harris USA Productions, which is totally responsible for its content. The Mighty Thor and all associated characters are mostly copyright Marvel Comics. The stories presented are done so for educational, review, and entertainment purposes only. No ownership is implied. The silly voices, however, well, they're all me. Musical selections from Eden, the Invincible Sword of the Elfsmith, are copyright Mots Vent and are used with permission. If you like what you've heard on the show, we hope you'll leave us a review on iTunes, tell your friends, or even join our Facebook group. We really love hearing from our listeners, and we appreciate all of your support. Thanks once again very much for listening to Radio Free Asgard.